Highlighting skills on resumes may be critical, but it is in the interview setting where a prospective hire can really let them shine. It is critical to show how you put those skills into action and contributed to the success of previous employers. Providing specific examples of how these skills spell success can mean the difference between an offer letter and being shown the door. We as individuals need to have certain traits in order to achieve success. But how we display those traits in terms of words, how we display those traits which should sound and seem convincing to an opposite person is ideally most important. Here, the 10 most important job skills that can land you your dream job. Critical thinking, first one. So we now discuss 10 most important job skills. First and foremost, using logic and reasoning to identify the strengths and weaknesses of alternative solutions, conclusions, or approaches to problems. It is said that every problem has a solution. If there is no solution, then it is not a problem. I guess we need to understand that, because whenever there's a problem, there will be a solution. It's just that we may realize that the solution is not as per our convenience, but we will definitely have some solution to any and every problem. So ideally, use logic and reasoning to identify the strengths and weaknesses of an alternative solutions. What are the pros? What are the cons for this kind of a problem? What ideally needs to be done immediately? How can we resolve it? And what is it which needs focus as far as this problem is concerned? Number two, complex problem solving. Identifying a complex problem or complex problems and reviewing related information to develop and evaluate options and implement solutions. I guess we'd said in the previous slides that streamlining complex processes, right? What does it mean that you first ideally visualize and articulate and solve complex and complicated problems? So first you have this problem. So you visualize. Then you are able to discuss. And then you realize that what can be done immediately. Judgment and decision making. Considering the relative costs and benefits of potential actions. To choose the most appropriate ones. Did you gather information about something, weighed up the pros and cons, and made a decision based on your research? Right? When I gather information, I need to look into the positives as well as the negatives. Did you weigh up? There's a mistake here. Did you weigh up the facts about the situation and arrive at an appropriate judgment? Weigh up and arrive. The D is not there. And here the ED is not there. So did you weigh up the facts about the situation and arrive at an appropriate judgment? Active listening, very important. Now, one point before we go to active listening. Whenever you have a situation in front of you, it is extremely crucial that you focus more on the logic than the emotions. So you have the facts on one side, you have the positives and the negatives, and then you evaluate the situation. Giving full attention to what other people are saying, taking time to understand the points being made, asking questions as appropriate and not interrupting. So, most important, not interrupting and giving appropriate time to listen to the opposite person. Teamwork and monitoring. Monitoring and assessing performance of yourself, other individuals or organization to make improvement or take corrective action, contributing to a team effort, negotiating with other colleagues, resolving conflicts or arguments within a team. So when you talk of teamwork, monitoring and assessing performance of yourself, other individuals or organizations. So do I assess my own performance? Do I assess the performance of others and compare myself to them? In a manner where I feel that I need to definitely improve and work as effective as them, depends on how you take it to be. Negotiating with colleagues, resolving conflicts or arguments within a team by ideally breaking the barriers which can come up if you do not resolve the conflicts. What is the role of each person in a team? is each person ideally focusing and giving 100% to complete or achieve the task and living up to the expectation of that role? Communicating with others. Can you influence and motivate and persuade people? These are skills. You have to ask yourself, do you have the ability to convince anybody? If you don't very often, then why is it that you don't convince somebody? What can be done to convince another person? How can you make your convincing skills better? Negotiate with them. Receive and present information and ideas clearly and accurately. Have you ever, for example, handled complaints or dealt with other demanding circumstances? Yes, some or the other. A situation may be demanding. People may be demanding. For example, you're working in an organization. You realize that the person at top management is highly demanding in terms of the task. And you do not have enough time. So how are you dealing with it? Put your point of view to others successfully. If you cannot put your point of view to others successfully, it means that somewhere you're not able to express completely what you feel. That again could be your own barrier, superior subordinate relationship. It could be your lack of confidence. It could be ideally not able to structure and put forward appropriate words. That means structure the sentence. Various reasons. Organizing and planning. Prioritizing tasks to achieve a target or meet a deadline. Planning of project or event through completion. Delegating tasks to others and get them done. So how do I ideally delegate tasks to others? What do I do to see to it my tasks are accomplished? Am I organized? Am I well planned? Then my task will get done on time. Positive outlook, working with conviction and confidence. Very important. First and foremost, it is said that a smile can actually change your way of thinking. We're not saying you have to show all 32 teeth. It just means that having a smile can actually make you in a lighter frame of mind and make you to be more of an optimistic person than a pessimistic. Optimistic, someone who thinks positive. Pessimistic, someone who thinks negative. Looking at the brighter side of every situation, never thinking of giving up in spite of all odds. Flexibility and adaptability. This includes the ability to adapt to the demands of the job. Whatever the demands, I am able to live up to the expectations because I'm focused and I have a vision. Change and develop and multitask, right? Be quick with work and have the ability to multitask. Here, you ought to adapt successfully to a changing situation. Become proficient at a task or skill quickly and effectively. Handle several tasks at a time with success or react sensibly to an unexpected situation as they arise. Very important to react in a sensible manner, especially when a situation has come up which can be very difficult to deal with. And when it's unexpected, it gets definitely very difficult, right? For example, when there were worms found in Cadbury's chocolate, the first time they thought it's probably at the windows. Second time too, they realized that there's a dip in sales. Now this was unexpected. It was Diwali time. That dip in sales made them feel if this is the way it continues and there's so much competition, it can become a problem. Then of course they made changes as far as the wrapping was concerned. They ideally took better quality foil. They also got Amitabh Bachchan in the advertisement. So then of course they saw an increase in sales. So it was an unexpected situation for them. Drive and determination and ability to recover from a setback or disappointment. We should bounce back immediately. The moment we're in the past, the moment we go back, it can pull us back. Our thoughts can pull us back. Our way of thinking ideally can just not let us move forward. So we need to understand that the determination, grit and determination is very, very necessary. To overcome obstacles or achieve results over and above set targets. We had this sports player and ideally he won a trophy for his country. When he won a trophy for his country and they took his interview, he said he was asked that he was suffering from AIDS. They said, how is it that you have so much of grit and determination to play the sport and even win the trophy when you're suffering from AIDS? He said that when he won this trophy, he never asked God, why me? So when he is suffering from AIDS, why would he ask God, why me? So I guess that grit, that determination, that willingness to take up a challenge, that ability in terms of a strong mindset is what takes us ahead. So we need to realize that at all points of time in life, no matter what, many situations, events and people may pull us back. But we have to constantly have our vision and move ahead. Now we talk of the 10 skills that will get you hired. Not sure if your self-talk is positive or negative. Yes, introspection, positive thoughts are a part of your day-to-day life. Here are some common forms of filtering. You magnify the negative aspects of a situation, filter all the positive ones. That means your focus is only on the losses you made in the business. Your focus is not on bouncing back and you can restart. For example, you had a great day at work. You completed your task ahead of time and were complimented for doing a speedy and thorough job. That evening, you focus only on your plan to do even more tasks and forget about the compliments you received. Somewhere, it is these compliments which will keep us going. But you're so caught up with completing your work and your tasks that you do not even have time to think of this. These small aspects of life will keep you going, will keep you moving ahead, and will make you realize that you have far more capacity and ability to achieve than what you're currently actually utilizing in terms of your capacity. Personalizing, when something bad occurs, you automatically blame yourself. For example, you hear that an evening out with friends is cancelled and you assume that the change in plans is because no one wanted to be around you. Now, this ideally is also to an extent we can say this kind of thought. You want to wallow in self-pity. You want to feel that nobody likes me. You know, I had read something very nice. We should never say nobody likes me. We should say that nobody is like me. Somewhere, we need to understand as human beings that there is unique and something unique in each one of us. So in this kind of a situation, you're constantly under blame game. You feel or think everything about you is inappropriate. And in this manner, you are more in self-pity than actually being dynamic. Not sure if your self-talk is positive or negative. Catastrophizing. What is catastrophizing? You automatically anticipate the worst. You know, catastrophe, a disaster. So you think of the worst. The drive-through coffee shop gets your order wrong and you automatically think that the rest of the day will be a disaster. So you focus so much on the negativity and you think that every part of the day will be from bad to worse. Polarizing, you see things either as good or bad. There is no middle ground. You feel that you have to be perfect or you're a total failure. So ideally, you're focusing only on the good or on the bad. So positive or negative. For you, there's nothing, it's either black or white. Nothing is gray. And ideally, this can also be a problem because your thought process, that means, is too rigid. Mistakes you must avoid when you get ready. No matter how qualified you are or what field you're entering, there are certain actions that can help facilitate quick employment. These we studied in detail so far. On the other hand, there are definite mistakes that can ensure you're unemployed for a long time. Avoid these common mistakes when looking for a job. Now, what can keep you unemployed for a longer period of time? Looking for work before you're ready. Many people peruse the job market before they're out of college. Peruse means to examine. So you examine what is the job scenario. And this is a great way to get a feel for the state of job market. However, do not apply for a job until you're ready to start working. Doing so will waste your time and the time of your potential employer. Only when you know that, okay, next 1-2 months, I'm going to start working. Then you can look into it. So first, when you're ready to work, get into it. Doing nothing while you're unemployed. The first few weeks after college should be spent enjoying time with friends and family. I guess college life, college days, no time comes back. So especially the college life and college days. So however, if you're unemployed, you should start looking for a job sooner rather than later. Not only is it financially irresponsible to not look for work, but long lapses of unemployment can look suspicious on your resume. Yes, it is a known fact that if you take a gap of 6 months, you will be questioned. What did you do for the 6 months? Were you okay just doing nothing, if at all? Or how did you spend your time? All these questions can be put forward. Applying for everything. You need a job, of course, yet applying for every job that comes your way will do nothing but exhaust and frustrate you. It'll also make you feel that what is the skill you possess to actually apply for a job? Do you have all the possible skills that you're willing to apply for any job that comes your way? So you need to be specific with what you wish to do. Only apply to the jobs that you are qualified for. Taking the first job that comes your way may result in boredom, especially if you're overqualified, or stress if you're underqualified. Yes, you have to ideally get into something with a firm mindset that this is what I wish to do, this is where I wish to work. So you know that your qualification, even if you're a graduate, you know that ideally, say if you've done your TYBBI, banking insurance, you know you'd like to get into the field of insurance. So ideally, you focus on that. You start working, say, with an insurance agent to get experience. You pick up the skills. You probably go for training sessions which are provided by them. So that will help you deal better. Sending the same cover letter and resume. What are cover letters? Ideally, a cover letter is a point of contact with a prospective employer. A cover letter will ideally state your qualifications. Okay? And it shows the employer that you have a skill to do a job. We'll discuss cover letter in the next chapter. Cover letters and resumes are not one size fits all. You should look at the job listing and tailor your resume to that specific job. What is mentioned as objective in your resume should fit the designation. If you're interested in ideally dealing with insurance, it should not sound as if you wish to do something else while they go through your CV in terms of objectives or what you have stated. Accentuate assets you know the employer is looking for. Yes, what is the employer looking for? Make your CV in that manner. It is possible. Look at the website of the company you're applying to. Very important. And pull out specific facts of interest in your cover letter and resume. Yes, you can change the words and write it in an appropriate manner to let them know that you fit into whatever their requirements are. Doing so will set you apart from the crowd and increase your likelihood of getting an interview. So ideally, you are putting forward the specifications in a manner whereby they will be convinced in terms of what you are doing. Sending an outdated resume, a resume that hasn't been updated in the last few months or years, tells a potential employer that you're not serious about your job search. Extremely important. What's worse, sending a resume or cover letter riddled with grammatical errors will communicate that you are incompetent or lazy. Update your resume every 3 months and be sure that all contact information and employment history is accurate. Have a friend or career advisor proofread your resume and make sure it is completely free of typos. That means no place for errors in a resume. In fact, it's a known fact that if your resume even has 2 grammatical errors, chances are, not necessarily it will, but chances are they might overlook your resume, because a resume has to be error-free. A resume has to be outstanding in the way the information is given. A resume has to be appealing in terms of the words and structuring of the sentence, and thus convincing to the individual. Making it all about you. You're the one who is unemployed and the one applying for a job, but doesn't mean that the interview and the job application is all about you. It's not about you. When we say it's not about you, it's not only you. Your resume should not sound as if you're an arrogant and egoistic person. Your resume should sound appropriate to the job profile. In fact, employees are looking for candidates that are team players, and that are willing to put in their needs aside to do what's best for the company, right? If you're going to see your success and not the organizational goals, it means somewhere you're focused only on yourself. Now, of course, there is no harm in seeing your own success as an individual, but we need to focus on the needs and the organizational goals. So our focus and priority has to be our organization, and that's how I can ideally give a lot of benefit when the organization hires me. Communicate your unselfishness and ask questions about the interviewer, job and the company. Explain that you're excited about the possibility of working for that company and pull specific facts about the company from their website. Yes, extremely important you go through the company's website and you ideally realize that there's a lot on the website which is what you're actually looking for. Even if you're not sure what you're looking for, but the moment you read it on the company's website, you can relate to it and express it. Making demands. As a candidate, it is your job to make the interviewer like you and want to work with you. A surefire way to turn off an interview is to demand to leave work early. I'm sure this cannot be done. Or have a specific working hour or hours or an odd job designation. It is important to show the interviewer that you are likable and easy to work with. So please keep the demands to yourself. I'm sure you cannot demand in terms of time. I guess it's all about work, all about being focused and giving the best. Giving up. Looking for a job takes time. You can get frustrated. Do not get discouraged if you are unemployed for longer than expected. I guess we can put in that same effort. I mean, we can ideally utilize that energy and put in effort to look for more and more profiles and better job prospects. Take time to reward yourself. Remind you're a college educated professional. In the meantime, do things that make you more hireable, like taking a computer course or volunteering. As the economy recuperates, new opportunities will arise, allowing your career to start. So even if the economy, say there's a recession, chances of people being asked to leave will be higher than actually taking in more people. So you have to wait for the economy to recuperate. That means get better and progress. So here we have mapping your skills, problem solving, team working, professionalism, organizing, planning. We've discussed all these aspects if you look at this diagram. When you talk of professionalism, managing, okay, or your learning, your performance, when you talk of organizing, being an organized individual, how to work effectively in a team, how do you identify a problem and resolve it. As we discussed, the solution for a problem is not going to be as per my convenience or your convenience. The solution is there by itself, which is more than enough, right? So we've got numeracy, which is collecting data, numbers, commercial awareness, learning new skills, enthusiasm, right? Telephone skills we discussed, presentation skills, listening skills. Then we talk of being assertive. We talk of time management. We talk of living up to deadlines, being flexible, right? Setting objectives or goals, persuading. So all these are extremely crucial for us. This diagram sums it all in terms of the whole chapter. Summaries. These days, work takes up more than half of one's available active time. Certainly, you do not wish to spend it in an unfulfilled and unhappy way in a job you do not like. Being unhappy at work adversely affects your domestic life and health. Get rid of the lethargy and go in for a job that provides you full satisfaction. If you adopt a scientific approach, be certain you can do it. And that is what we are trying to study. You just need a vision for yourself. Before you set out on your journey, remember whatever you learned in college can help you in your professional career. Explain to your interviewer how the skills, whatever they may be, you learned in college can be applied to the job opening. Whatever you have learned can always be useful and handy in terms of work. It's just that are we able to apply academics learned in classroom in the professional world? You will often hear from your colleagues in a multinational or in multinational companies that 80% of the people in here got a job because a friend recommended them. That is still absolutely true today. not sure if you have adequate network. That means, do you socialize? Do you interact with people? Do you meet people in terms of various groups? Do you ideally network? Build one. More job recruiters are taking advantage of Facebook and LinkedIn to find potential employees. Job market research is vital to job hunting. The better informed you are, the more likely you are to pick up on opportunities and openings. The two key avenues you need for are information and contacts. More efficiently you explore these avenues, larger will be your horizon from where you pick up the jobs you like. That means have an open mind. You have a real choice. You do not have to settle for a job because it is available, whether you desire it or not. LinkedIn, D-I-N. You can look up company websites, news and chat groups, professional organization and society websites, college and university career pages, career guidance sites and recruitment agencies. Newspapers are a great resource if the new job you desire needs to be in a specific geographic location. The Sunday Classifieds in all major newspapers carries hundreds of listings from local companies. More people you contact, the more likely you are to find a job. Even if people cannot help you directly, they will help you, or they will often put you in touch with someone who can help you. And they will help you to build a more comprehensive picture of what is happening. Organizations and associations are ready-made sources of job information. The sorts of organization that could help you to get to know people that you do not meet through social contacts are many. Events are good places to meet people. Do request for business cards when you are introduced to new contacts. Even business card. How do I give you a business card? I give it to you in a manner whereby you can read my name on the business card. So, if this is a business card, when I hand it over to you, my name is visible to you. It's not upside down for you. It's easily readable. Browsing is the most widely used job search strategy and the easiest and least demanding. It involves browsing internet sites, newspapers, journals, and trade magazines, looking for advertised vacancies that suit your requirements. Broadcasting approach involves sending your CV by post or by email to as many companies as possible. Targeting is a selective approach that involves deciding the work you want to do, the type of organization you want to work for, who, where, what, as far as the organization is concerned. Whom to contact in each organization. We've discussed this, right? Your skills do determine your chances of success in a career. And your interests and values will help you decide where to apply these skills. But you also need to consider your personality. Very important. Some characteristics are widely applicable. Resilience can be equally valuable to a police officer, a television producer, or anybody who commutes to work. Tact and sensitivity are not just for social workers, but can help to get on with their colleagues. Start by listing all the tasks your ideal job requires or involves. Go through them, list the skills, knowledge, abilities you use to accomplish each one. Include specific qualifications and training when appropriate. Go through them, list the skills, knowledge, and abilities you use to accomplish each one. Include specific qualifications and training where appropriate and add your achievements to. This is a summary. We've done all this before, so I am reading. Think of this as thorough warming up exercise. You need to carry this exercise for once, and the effort is worth it. So, what are the self-assessment questions? How the subject chosen by you for graduation affects your job search? It should be linked to what you plan to do. In fact, today we have so many options, even at graduation level, that you are aware that you want to get into banking. So, right from the start, you do or you specialize in banking at college or graduate level. Your social network assists you in job search. Explain definitely. How will you get to know about jobs available in the employment market? Websites, newspapers, radio, television, correct? For job search, you need to map your skills, right? Where are you exceptional in with field? What is appropriate for a particular field? All those aspects. Explain three approaches to job hunting. list a few important common skills that all employers want in the new recruits. So we discussed, say, ability to be motivating. You're constantly having the skill to motivate the people. So the person who is giving the interview should be motivated, should be able to take challenging tasks. We have completed chapter 11. Thank you.